This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you doing this afternoon, Jan?
I'm doing well, thank you. Already with the lockdown regulations relaxing, we are on the road, as you can probably hear.
Absolutely, I was going to say,
And doing the network testing. I'm not behind the wheel.
Jan, I am hoping that we are going to have enough time to get through two stories today. I want you to touch on both MTN and privacy. Can you do that in 6-7 minutes?
Yeah, let's give it a try. So let's start with MTN, which has launched a 5G network. And what do you want to know?
I want to know how it's going down. Is it any good? Are we all going to convert to MTN? What's the story? What's your take on it? The expert.
Yeah, so it's still very much early days. I don't know how many people remember the very early days of the launch of LTE in South Africa, but this is kind of like that. This is a brand new technology. There are not a whole lot of devices out there that can use 5G. And so the number of people that can actually access the network remains incredibly small, but you've got to start somewhere. And so, yeah, they've rolled out small footprints in Gauteng, the Western Cape, and Bloemfontein. And they've launched both a sort of what they call fixed wireless access and a mobile 5G network. I've not had a chance to test it yet because we were not in a coverage area.
Okay.
We're just driving back from Durban now, where we've been testing the good old-fashioned 4G and 3G networks. But yes, it does look like, at least in the near future, we're going to have to be expanding our mobile network research to include 5G. It's coming, and the footprints are only going to increase as the devices become more available. So you'll see if Apple launches a 5G iPhone this year, which it's rumored to do, then these networks are going to expand quickly because these top-end smartphones are a huge driver of the network technology that get rolled into our networks here in South Africa. So as soon as people can use the stuff, that's when the networks will roll it out widely.
Jan, the new data privacy laws take effect tomorrow. What do we need to know?
I think the thing that's going to be of most interest to people is the spam law is one of the ones that's taking effect. And what that does is it changes South Africa's stance from an opt-out society to an opt-in one. So in other words,
Hallelujah.
If somebody sends you spam from tomorrow, obviously there's precious little we can do about international spam, but from tomorrow, direct marketing requires your consent before you're allowed to be marketed to. It's not a situation of somebody sending you a marketing message and saying opt out if you don't
Fantastic
want to receive this anymore.
News, Jan.
You have to have opted in to get it.
Fantastic news. Wow, that was long overdue.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's one of the features of Popia that I think really could have been rolled out earlier. But yeah, obviously there have been concerns from industry associations like the Direct Marketing Association of South Africa. It is going to have a short-term impact on jobs. But I think for those of us who don't work in that industry, this is a very welcome change because even the cell phone companies themselves and these guys that we've trusted with our personal data, even they contact you and try to market at you. And so having the option to say no, I don't want this, and you can't like then farm out my personal data to someone else for them to spam me, and then I have to opt out by some magic, which who knows how that works. it's definitely a welcome change.
What a wonderful place to leave it. Jan, that is awesome news. Best news I've heard all week, actually. My spam, I'm not going to be spammed so much anymore. I'll have some recourse. That's just awesome. Jan, you'll be back with us next week.
Absolutely. I'll catch you next week.